very early in the 70s, we lived on the east side of town, on just off, on a street I remember called El Cid, which was just off of Harmon, East Harmon, and like, I don't know, maybe Pecos, I think, right around there. And then, you know, towards, my father was a restaurateur. He owned a restaurant called Viva Zapata's that was a pretty popular restaurant in the 70s on Maryland Parkway by UNLV. And I think it became a Four Kegs or something now. But so we lived on the east side. You know, even at the times, I mean, besides even history, you know, and I think and history plays into my career, but you know, I make no bones about I could not be, you know, have carved out the path or the niche or become who I, you know, anything that I am without the city. You know, I think it's such a unique place, and being from here made me such a unique asset to the people that I was catering to, which was the film industry. That, but I think the hot area is going to be is, or and it has been the last couple of years, has been the whole neighborhood, and even during the, you know, market, you know, recession or whatever you want to call it, like it was one of the only areas that didn't change a lot, you know, and I think people noticed that. I think that people saw that, like, oh well, you know, the fluctuation of the houses on the suburbs is just whatever the market wants to call it, whereas these houses are, they're old and they're built well and they have some history and they're unique, they're not, you know, the same. So I think that, you know, people saw that stuff like that doesn't fluctuate the way that